Hello, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Ashley. Whom I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, Ashley. It is Bob Sachevich. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for asking. How about yourself?
Good. I wanted to talk about pushing out my delivery date on my omega-3 six-pack delivery a little bit longer.
Okay. Be happy to help with that. It's no problem. Let me get the account pulled up. What is your zip code to search your name under?
15068.
And your last name again, I'm sorry?
Suchevich, S-U-C-H-E-V-I-C-H.
All right. When's the last time you had received one of our shipments?
Oh, it's been a while. Let's see. August? Yeah, my wife and I take it, and she's gotten off of it for a little bit for other health reasons. So I've been having extras.
Gotcha. Let me search in this system as well real quick.
Let's see, order numbers. I have a GLF number, if that helps.
No.
Not sure what the GLF number is.
I think I found it. You're absolutely right. I did find it back in August. Just want to be certain, though. Can you confirm the street address used for that order?
4215 Frederick Drive, Lower Borough, PA 15068.
Appreciate your patience.
Sure.
I did find it.
Yeah, I've moved it a couple of times already.
Let's see. Well, wait a minute.
Where did it ship? It's supposed to get pushed to the 14th of February.
14th of February. Let me take a look at one thing. All right, yeah, now it makes sense why the product would be stockpiling, because it looks like you're getting six boxes sent every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What were you wanting to do regarding the next shipment date or the frequency?
Could we move it to March 7th? That would be the order date, March 7th.
Okay, hold on. Here we are. This is weird. So once I bring up the section where we can like make adjustments to the subscription, it's showing as an active. So go back a few pages then.
I'm not sure what that means to me.
Let's take a look at that right now. Okay, so taking a look here, I'm trying to best figure out why it would have been put on hold. I don't have any access to see, like, billing it.
Yeah, I put it on hold a couple of times.
Gotcha.
Back in October was I originally moved it to January, and then
in
December I moved it to February.
Yeah, but see, here's the weird thing. It's actually inactive, but not, like, say, on hold. I would like to ask, is the payment method you're using for this subscription, has it been updated recently, or?
No. It should still be the same.
Okay.
It went through by credit card. Yeah, usually it'll get billed once the order date is picked.
Okay. So it's only giving me the option to reactivate the subscription. And I have a feeling if I do this, then it's going to bill.
Yeah, if it bills, it's going to ship.
Yeah, yeah. And it would do that today, and I don't want to do that as you're needing it held off. Let me see if we can mess with the frequency. I'm going to check with my supervisor to see if there's anything we can do to get it reactivated without it filling so we can adjust it back to March. Give me 1 second.
No problem.
you something while she's checking on that. Okay. So, sir, quick question. Because I have double checked specifically on why it's mentioning the account's inactive and what we can do to get this fixed. She said it would be best to double check that the card you have linked to the subscription is still okay, like that the card's not canceled, that it hadn't expired, or anything further being updated on that payment method.
Okay, you got the last four digits?
I don't have any ability to see any billing information used for the order as this was created through our website.
Yeah, my credit card's still good for the rest of this year. And the last time it was billed was back in August, on August 9th.
All right.
And that is showing up on one of my billing statements for the credit card. So nothing's really changed there.
Yeah.
So, are you saying right now it's on hold?
Pretty much. Hold on one sec.
Because I can call again. If it's on hold, I can call again in March just to activate it again.
Give me one sec. She just sent me something in response. So, it's showing that it was inactive.
Maybe after so many months it goes inactive.
I haven't really come across this specific issue before, to be aware. Hold on one second. S56 at Comcast.
Maybe because it's been longer than 3 months, it went inactive since it's a 3-month automatic delivery.
Okay. So it looks like she was able to go in and get something done. So,
working from home?
No, I'm in office. But she was able to go in and get something done on her end. So what we're going to be able to do.
I assume everybody's working from home still. Everybody's on Instant Messenger. I got lucky. I got to retire right before all this stuff happened.
Okay, and you said March 7th, correct?
Yes.
All right, will do. Get that updated. So, no problem. The next upcoming order then will be March 7th. We were able to go ahead and have that updated for the 6 months now, the 6 month supply. Now, are you still wanting the frequency set for every 3 months? After March, it would then be sent in June, another 6 boxes.
We switch it to 4.
Every 4 months for the 6 boxes? Okay.
Make it 6. Because my wife doesn't start using it as fast as she was before.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
And then if I run out, I can call it.
Okay. So what we'll do then is I'll adjust the frequency to every 6 months instead. So the next one will be sent or billed March 7th and then again in September.
Okay.
Okay, got all that updated for you. And is there anything else you were needing done for the product?
No, we're good.
Awesome. All right. Well, I do appreciate your patience, and I thank you for calling Omax Health. I hope you have a great day.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye now.